Voters are seeing a lot of Rustero ads, some for him as a Republican U.S. Senate candidate, others for his cars. Such cars bear tiny stickers on the back end with the Darrow dealership name. A Madison artist doesn't believe everyone who bought a car from Rustero necessarily intends to vote for the Republican. And Mark Harmon says those motorists may not want to inadvertently promote Darrow. So Harmon's giving them a way to support the incumbent. He'll put a free Russ Feingold sticker he made on the cars of willing motorists.
So you see the Darrow dealership sticker on the back of the car? I line the sticker I made to fit just over the Darrow portion. Make sure not to cover the rust up, to let the old rust shine through, strong and true. And making sure not to let the image slide to the right, I hold it down and then gently adhere it to the back of the car.
The bumper sticker is the brainchild of Barry Orton, a friend of Harmon's and Feingold supporter. Orton, a UW-Madison professor, believes Darrow may have an edge, because until the Federal Elections Commission rules otherwise, Darrow can still air car commercials bearing his name.
And so I just thought it was a kind of a funny way to make a point that somebody who has a commercial advantage shouldn't necessarily have a political advantage.
Orton says they did this without any help from Feingold's campaign.
I figured it would be better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Darrow's campaign, which has been heavily relying on TV ads, isn't overly concerned about bumper stickers promoting his political opponent. Matt Lambert is a campaign spokesperson.
If people want to go out there and put a bumper sticker, you know, to cover the name on top of a factory paint job and possibly ruin the paint job, you know, more power to them.
About 100 bumper stickers have been created to replace Darrow dealership logos. Orton's hoping a lot of Feingold supporters will come in to politically convert their cars. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.